Next patient is Ophelia Plangen. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sambo. No reason for consultation. Bradycardia evaluation for pacemaker implantation. History patient is a 91-year-old female with a history of hypertension and the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient recently underwent a electrocardiogram study that showed sinus bradycardia period. Patient's echocardiogram showed a normal left ventricular function period. Patient is complaining of fatigue and shortness of breath and decreased exercise tolerance recently period. Because of patient's symptomatic bradycardia, patient is referred to me for permanent pacemaker implantation period. Patient denied in a syncope period. Current medication, Flecainide 50 mg daily, Lisinopril 10 mg daily, Losartan 100 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily period. Past medical history, dizziness, hypertension, hyperlipidemia period. Review system in general, denying recent weight gain or weight loss, inhibition of hearing impairment, cardiovascular, as per history, permanent no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history and nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, stomach and history of arthritis. An examination, blood pressure, 132 over 80, pulse is 50, respiration 16, weight is 98 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6 systole, murmur heard the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, hypertension. Number 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 3, symptomatic sinus bradycardia. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, proliferation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono.